We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
One, two, three.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Hours of Tiger Talk tonight from here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up in hour number one, we will be joined by Mizzou's senior quarterback Drew Locke. We'll also visit with the director of equipment operations, Mike Kurowski, and the recruiting coordinator, Jake Bresky, as well. That comes your way during hour number one. Hour number two, we'll talk basketball. Konzo Martin will be here. Then up at the bottom of the hour, about 7:30, we'll visit with Reed Nicko, and then close things with Coach Martin. By the way, Missouri's basketball team in action tomorrow night as they will take on the Temple Owls. Really good team out of Philadelphia. They're 5-1 on the season. That game tips off at Mizzou Arena at 8 o'clock. There's still tickets available. 1-800-CATPAWS or go online to mutigers.com. Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors, locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau, and in Columbia, Missouri at 2651 Trimble Road. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Shelter Insurance. You can call a shelter agent to set up a free personal protection review. Ask about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Without further ado, please welcome, for the first time in quite a while, here at Tiger Talk, Missouri senior quarterback, the native of Lee's Summit, Missouri, Drew Locke is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Who, oh, by the way, made a special effort because he drove in from Kansas City this afternoon. It's great to see you.
It's good to be here, finally.
Well, thanks for doing that. And the reason why you haven't been on the show often is because there's a tradition, a standing tradition, with you and your offensive lineman on Thursdays. And that is?
Yeah, so we end up going to G&D every Thursday. And it's the ones and twos of the O-line, ones and twos of the quarterback. And then we try to sprinkle in a defensive player just to make them feel...
Make them feel included. Part of the group.
Yeah, yeah, make them feel like they're included. Yeah, so we end up doing that, and then we all leave G&D. I take the starting O-line and a couple others, if we can fit them in the truck. Yeah, and then we head back to the Matsy, and we were talking about it a second ago. We do end up, regardless of the weather, roll all the windows down. You have to take your shirt off, and then we listen to Irish bagpipes all the way home. And that started before I was here, so don't think that I started that tradition. That was not a thing that I started, but... that is definitely something that hopefully keeps running, hopefully keeps going after I leave, but that is something we do, and that's why I've not been here on Thursday night.
There was dancing in the parking lot at one point in time, I remember, with offensive linemen back in the day, where they would get together and do all kinds of I don't know what you would call it, but
I don't know.
So you guys have basically taken it to a whole new level.
Yeah, we took it to a whole new level, and actually, you know, depending on the week, like when we played South Carolina, we kind of buzzed through the bagpipes and got to the sandstorm. So depending on the week, we'd do a different song depending on who we were playing.
A lot of things to talk about and a lot of ground to cover tonight. Let's just begin with the basics. As you look back to this, your senior season, now the regular season portion complete, you finish 8-4, finish with 4 consecutive wins. As you look back on it in your senior campaign, just give me your thoughts on this season as it unfolded.
Yeah, I think this is definitely the most fun I've had in a season. You know, people would think that scoring the amount of points that we did last year and throwing all the touchdowns and you know, the come-behind season that we had last year would have been fun. But, no, this is definitely the most fun just because of the guys that we had on this team. It was the tightest team that I've been involved with as far as how much we cared about each other and how much that everybody meant to each other, which is really fun to be a part of. You know, there's 2 games that go down right down to the end of the wire and that we would like to have back, but I wouldn't have changed this season for anything.
But in those 2 games, I think the thing that comes into play, and it goes back to what you just said and what you told me when we talked before the season even started, is how close this team is. And even though there was disappointment and you were knocked to the canvas, no one fractured. No one splintered. You stayed together as a group.
No, and I think that's part of the reason why we win so many games in November. You look at teams that get injured. They're not mentally tough. We come in, you know, regardless if we're playing them there or here, we're just a mentally tough team, and that's what makes us special, and that's why we win in November for the past 3 years it's been. That's just the program that Coach Odom runs. It's what he preaches to us day in and day out, and without that, you know, I think there's a couple of wins on this year that we wouldn't have necessarily had.
There were obviously moments throughout the course of the season. This is part of football. Guys get injured, and there's adversity, and you have to work in different pieces to the puzzle on the offensive side, and this year was no different, was it?
No, definitely not. You have a picture-perfect idea of what you want your senior year to look like. You know, you're going with the guys that you've been here for 4 years, talking to Emmanuel and Nate, and one of my biggest games in my career was that first South Carolina game with Nate, and you know, we missed Nate for a lot of it this year. You know, like I said, you had that picture-perfect plan on what you thought it would be. We win a lot of games, play with your guys. It'd be a smooth ride. And then guys started getting hurt. We had to play some 18-year-olds in some big spots. And, you know, they ended up coming in and playing their butts off. And I talked to the team on Wednesday night, or I keep forgetting, we played on Friday, right? Yeah. Wednesday night, that I appreciate them being able to come in here and just being mature and being pretty much grown adults to be able to go into situations like that and help this team win, because, I mean, this season meant a lot to me. So for them to come in and, you know, dedicate their time and dedicate their heart to this university and in this season, that kind of stuff meant a lot to me.
I'm going to come back to some of those individuals a little bit later in the program. We're going to have you for at least a couple of segments, we hope. But I want to stick with you for a moment as we go through this first segment. As you were introduced, first of all, you got emotional on Wednesday when you were addressing the team,
yeah,
right? So as you were introduced to the crowd prior to the game on Friday, walk me through what Drew Locke's emotions were like.
Well, for one, this sounds bad, but we were warming up. You know, it was about 45-minute warm-up of that freezing cold rain. And I talked to Kurowski about it, and he'll probably say something about it tonight. But I went in there being my stubborn self after our warm-ups and didn't want to change anything I had on. I wanted to wear everything that I wore in the warm-ups because that's just what I do. So I came out to get introduced, and we're all standing there. I'm like, holy cow, I am freezing. I'm soaking wet. I've been soaking wet for about an hour now. It's cold. So my first thought is like, wow, I'm cold. Not that, holy cow, this is my first time or my last time coming out on the Faroe. But once I snapped the whole cold out of my head, it did hit me that, you know, I've been sitting there for a couple of years watching Coach Pinkel for that first year cry when he was letting guys go through. And then with a couple of years of Coach Odom, I never really pictured myself running through that tunnel of guys and giving them all high fives. So when it happened, it was pretty surreal, and it was just, I don't know. It's still kind of hard to wrap up.
Sure.
Because I still think that we have 1 game left, so I haven't really.
Yeah, but then you come out there through that tunnel and you make eye contact, right? You see mom and dad, and you see grandma, or grandpa, I should say.
Yeah, they were all there. That was definitely the most special part about it. My mom didn't cry, which was huge. That was big for her.
Wow.
I would have sworn she was going to cry, but she didn't. She was the first person I hugged. All my grandparents were there, my aunt and uncle from my dad's side, and my great-grandma from my mom's side, who means a lot to me. My great-grandpa I've actually been really lucky. All my great-grandparents and grandparents that have been alive since I've been alive, you know, are all still here, except for one that I lost over a year ago. And obviously my great-grandma was there for him. And that whole side of the family meant a lot. So to be able to see her there, I didn't know she was going to be there. That's when I kind of choked up a little bit on the field, to be able to see all my family members there like that. Maybe think about my dad senior night a little bit, who he had there, you know, running onto a field that definitely doesn't look like it does now. No, it was cool. It was a special moment for me that I'll never forget.
Tigers quarterback Drew Locke is with us. I'm Mike Kelly, special edition of Tiger Talk. A little bit later, Jake Bresky will join us, Missouri's recruiting coordinator. We'll also hear from Director of Equipment Operations, Mike Kurowski, as well. But Drew with us for the first portion of the show. Before we take a break, okay, so that was the beginning. Your team takes care of business in an impressive fashion, winning 38-0. And you get pulled in the fourth quarter to a really nice ovation from the Mizzou fans that were in the house. When you had that moment to be able to come out and enjoy the satisfaction of knowing that your team had taken care of business and you were being replaced late in the game, what were your emotions at that point in time?
Yeah, that was definitely the hardest part of the game for me. It was also the coolest part. I said it in an interview, I think, that same night, that Ted Monachino, who's a really close family friend of my family, played with my dad here, came up to me, and after they told me I was going to go in for more play, he's like, "Do you know what you're doing?" I was like, "No, I mean, I'm going out there running Red Saban on this play. Like, what do you mean?" And he's like, "No, you need to wave at the crowd, give your O-line some love." I was like, "All right, I'll think about it." And that's when it really hit me. I was like, "Holy cow, I'm about to get an ovation coming off the field. This is everything that I ever dreamed of growing up as a quarterback in elementary school and middle school, to go play for the University of Missouri. And then one day, my senior night, beat a rival team 38-0 and get a standing ovation coming off the field." And, you know, when I did, after I hugged the O-line and hugged Taylor when he came in, after I hugged Taylor, I was like, wow, this is weird. I'm kind of like I'm handing it all over right now into the next guy. And, you know, I looked around one more time. It was rainy. You know, the skies were gray. It wasn't an ideal weather for your senior night, but that's just what Mizzou football has been. We've been fighting back. We've been fighting to make this program a top-tier program, and, you know, that was just like it all came full circle at one moment, and I came to the sideline. Coach Odom hugged me as well, and it was, I don't know, like how vivid I'm describing it to you is how I'll remember it for the rest of my life, so it's really cool.
That is very cool. That's Drew Locke. I'm Mike Kelly. More of Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... A message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom. Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey. Check. Face paint. Check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenges. Check. Money for tickets? Better check.
With Great Southern mobile banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
Z-O-U.
Great Southern Bank. We're fans too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Women have game plans, but sometimes the unexpected happens. That's why Vitae Foundation uses effective research-based messaging to reach women and help them find healthy, safe options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. A solid game plan, putting women in charge of their options. Research, reach, results. That's Vitae Foundation, reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Tiger Talk continues, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Did you know Central Bank is your hometown bank? It's the only place for Tiger Checking. Open it today at www.tigerchecking.com. Drew Locke is with us for another segment. A little bit later, we'll visit with Jake Bresky and also Mike Karowski. As I look at the litany of things that are kind of headlines about Drew Locke this season and throughout your career. Sean Davis provided this to me earlier today. Johnny Unitas Golden Arm finalist. Lowe's Senior Class Award finalist. 96 career touchdown passes, which ranks third in the history of the Southeastern Conference. Needs five more to catch Chase Daniel to become the all-time leader in Mizzou history. 11,820 career passing yards, which is second in the history of the Southeastern Conference. Needs 695 to catch Chase for the school record. He holds four of the top six single-game passing records in Mizzou history. 3,125 passing yards this season. It's eighth in school history. Trails Blaine Gabbert by 61. But of those eight, He's got three of the top eight in school history for single season passing marks. So, I mean, give the gentleman a round of applause. But I know, first of all, as I'm going through this, you're kind of embarrassed, number one, that I'm going through it point by point, maybe just a little.
Just a little bit.
Because I think the other thing that I've heard you say before is that you would trade all of this and maybe even your right arm for about five more wins throughout the course of your career.
That is 100% truth. That was one of the big things that, you know, I got, you know, hounded on coming out of that junior year was, I don't know why you're coming back, because, you know, there's no way your stats can get better. And that's just, no offense. It's like some media people talk a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
That don't necessarily know football. That's stat junkies. I'm not saying you don't know football or anything. I'm saying you know football for sure. You know the deal. But
thank you. You're kind.
But, I lost track now. My bad. That was what I was kind of getting hounded for. That was the least bit of my concern coming back, because I wanted to have a memorable senior year, and that was nothing about stats was going to help me remember my senior year. It was going to be about winning football games. 8-4, would like to add two more on there, with, like I said, but the stats has been the least bit of my concern since I've been here. I've always wanted to make this program a top-tier program and try to bring it back from some of the stuff that happened my freshman year and all the talk about what kind of university this was, and just try to bring it up from some sad times.
Talking about what you're about. About 90 minutes before kickoff on Saturday, someone cornered me in the hallway outside of our radio booth and said, "Is Drew going to play in the bowl game?" And I said to that gentleman, I said, "Why wouldn't he? I mean, he's just been about team the entire time he's been here." How surprised were you when that topic came up postgame?
I was extremely surprised. I was really thrown off, to be honest. I feel like everything that I've tried to embody as, you know, a student of this university, as an athlete here, would hopefully tell someone that I would obviously come back and play in a bowl game with the guys I love at the university I love. So that's why it was more of like a shot to me almost. It kind of kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But I guess it's a question that people want to ask to kind of get me riled up. So
one of the things you wanted to accomplish this year was you wanted to continue to grow as a quarterback, and certainly you had that opportunity to learn it from another set of eyes, if you will, another perspective, working so closely with Derek Dooley, who in his first season as the offense coordinator did a terrific job during the course of the regular season. So self-evaluation, in what areas do you feel like you grew as a quarterback this year?
I would say learning how to finish a game in the fourth quarter. You look at the offense that we had my sophomore and junior year, we would either beat the crap out of someone or it wouldn't be a close game in the fourth.
Right.
And Coach Dooley, we did a little review after the season already. We looked back and we averaged 18 points and we're 0-5 or 0-6 against bowl eligible teams last year. We averaged 38 and we're like 5-4 against bowl eligible teams this year. That doesn't happen without a change in offensive style, on how we play the quarterback position, on how the whole offense really operates as a unit. So being able to kind of figure out what it's like to play some real ball, how to take, you know, real big time games down to the wire and, you know, try to win those games, whether that's with a field goal or just managing a 4-minute and just trying to understand the whole totality of football in a whole. And I'm not saying I didn't do that my sophomore and junior year, but it's a lot easier doing that and when you have a chance in the fourth quarter and learn from situations like we did this year.
How much did the game slow down your senior season?
I'd say it slowed down a lot. And I think the biggest key would probably you guys seeing me run around a little bit more. That was not something I necessarily did my sophomore and junior season. Just figuring out, again, going back, figuring out how to play quarterback. Coach Dooley helped me out tremendously. Austin Carter-Samuels as well. Mm-hmm. Matt Holacek, all the guys in our room. Just did a fantastic job with teaching me the ins and outs of truly how to run an offense like this, how to take the back, how to burn balls, just figuring out how to extend drives as much as possible without making the bonehead decision that ends up ending those drives.
Final segment with Drew Locke coming up after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's the end of the year, and that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a Ford during the holiday sales event. You'll get a great deal and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco was just named MVP. Marco came into this matchup with an amazing lineup of technology solutions, from business IT and cloud solutions to copiers and printers, phone and video systems, and more. Their number one service and support played strong offense today. Like we've seen all season, this victory was all about game-winning technology and all-star service. See more Marco highlights at marconet.com.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that?
That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar, with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lockit lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lockit, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
The old woman who lived in a shoe was happy in her beautiful home. Other than the smell of feet, it was very cold and drafty.
The house was not insulated and had little protection from the outside, not even a sock. So she called Columbia Water and Light to inspect her home, and before she knew it, the women's contractors came to seal and insulate her house. Now instead of a ratty old slipper, her home was transformed into a non-drafty, energy-efficient fortress. Call 573-874-2489 to schedule an inspection, and soon your house will be comfy and warm.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri's Director of Equipment Operations, Mike Kurowski, and then we'll close hour number one with the recruiting coordinator, Jake Bresky. Second hour, Konzo Martin will be here along with Reed Nicko from the Mizzou basketball team. They play tomorrow night, taking on Temple at 8 o'clock at Mizzou Arena. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student-athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Drew Locke is with us for his final segment of tonight. And again, we really appreciate you being here on the show. Let's talk individuals, some of your teammates. First of all, I say the name Emmanuel Hall, and you say what?
Say leader. Not necessarily as far as, like, you know, you see him on TV yelling at guys on the sidelines. But as of recently, he's been able to get up in front of the team and speak a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I underestimated how well he can speak in front of an offense, speak in front of a team. Just blew me away when he got up and said some of the things he did the same night that I ended up getting up there and saying some things. He means a whole lot to me. Obviously, he's helped me be the quarterback that I am today. We came in the same class. I've saw Emmanuel grow tremendously. A little bit wasn't playing there for a second, and mm-hmm. when he got his opportunity, I mean, he took off. He flew with it, and that speaks a lot for who he is as an athlete and as a competitor.
When he's right and when he's available, he means what to your offense?
I'd say he means four or five third downs. I think the man makes probably six or seven plays in a game, regardless if he knows it or not, that helps us extend drives. Whether that's him running his fastest on a nine ball that pulls a safety that clears up an over route to JJ. It's just certain things that he just brings a problem to defenses when he's on the field. It doesn't matter what he's doing. He scares people, which in the end helps us, pull an extra safety out of the box to help us run the ball. Or, you know, you double team him and it opens other guys up. Or for the one time you leave him by himself, he's going to run by a guy and we're going to hit him deep. So,
how about Jonathan Johnson?
Jonathan Johnson, I think he's been kind of my rock since I've been here. Never wavers. Just same guy every single day. Comes in, works his butt off in practice, works his butt off in the weight room. Seriously, I haven't noticed one day where he's been up or one day where he's been down. He's been the same guy, which, as a quarterback, you really like consistency. You like a guy that comes in and he's the same guy every single day. You know when you throw it to him, he's going to catch it. You know when you give him the ball, he's going to make a play. He's going to get yards after a catch. So for a guy like that, to be in my, you know, kind of my hip pocket and be a guy that I've been throwing to for 3+ years now, that means a lot to me.
I'm going to lump the next couple of guys together in a couple of different groupings. I'm going to begin with the tight ends,
yep.
Kendall Blanton and Albert O. And I'll get to Daniel Parker in a moment, but Kendall Blanton and Albert O.
Kendall Blanton and Albert O, I would say two of the more reliable guys on our team, kind of like JJ, which might end up saying the kind of guys that we like to have and put on the field for us. Kendall comes in every single day, just like I said, JJ, just same guy. Doesn't ride waves, which I think speaks a lot for someone as an athlete, someone as, like I said, a competitor. It's hard for me to actually put into words how much those two mean to me. Kind of chokes you up a little bit thinking about just how much they bust their butt, because people forget they have to block as well. They're in there blocking for me and pass protection quite a bit during the season. So to have such versatile guys like that, I think, it really just helps me be the guy that I'm here with, you know, that long list of whatever you want to call those
sure.
awards.
Okay, let's go running backs. Demaria Crockett, Larry Rountree III, and I'm going to throw Tyler Beatty in there as well.
I would say like one word is just willing. They're willing to do whatever it takes. I watch film and practice and games with them in pass pro, picking up a mic that gets touched by nobody because we slid one way or the other and takes them on, you know, full mm-hmm. steam. You get a little emotional, at least I did, when you look back at some of those plays and it's like, wow, these guys are putting their heart and soul and their body on the line to protect you, to allow you to make a throw. And, you know, me is, you know, I'm a QB. I don't like to get hit and whatnot and all that stuff. It blows me away, some of the things they do. And I get caught, actually. I get in trouble for not carrying out my run fakes after I hand the ball off, because it's so hard not to hand the ball off and watch those guys make plays. You see the holes they got to cut through, and it's just like, all right, here we go. That was a tackle for two, but they turned it into 12. It's just, they've been a key instrumental part in this offense this year.
Two more groups I'm going to bring up. When you first came on, we talked about 18-year-old kids pressed into action that made plays for you and for this football team this year that kind of came out of nowhere, if you will. And I'm talking about Jalen Knox. I'm talking about Dominic Jacinto. I'm talking about Daniel Parker Jr., among others. Barrett Bannister.
Tyler Beatty.
We talked about Tyler the less. Anyway, but when you think about those guys, though, and where they are as freshmen and what they meant to this team as freshmen, describe the impact they had.
I think they're going to have more of an impact in years to come, 100%, just because of how well they handled themselves, not necessarily on the field, but more so off the field as well. Those are the guys that you'd want representing this program down the road. For them to come in, I know Barrett makes his first catch down in Florida on a huge third down for us to go in and score. Funny story about that, I grabbed him after we scored, and I went up to him. I was like, that has to be, no offense, one of the coolest things you've ever done in your life, right? And he was like, no, for sure, that was definitely one of the coolest things I've ever done. So for them to be able to sit there and say that was the coolest adrenaline rush that I've ever had, and he was 18 making that play on his first big time road SEC game, and then going back to Tyler Beatty's Purdue play where he cuts the mic, right, gets back up, makes a play to extend that drive for us to go down and win that game. I think they're just making plays that, you know, me is, you know, I like to say I'm one of the better quarterbacks that's been through here. I wouldn't have made some of the plays that those guys were making their freshman year.
Okay, so I want to close with this position group, and I'm talking about the offensive line, you know, the guys that dance to bagpipes with their shirts off. But in particular, two guys that have been with you the longest, Kevin Pendleton and Paul Adams. Take a moment to talk about those two guys.
Yeah, they mean more than anyone can ever really know to me. And I think that just comes with a couple of experiences that we've had. I mean, you know, people talk about how much you learn. You learn from winning games. You learn from how to, you know, how to take away from the good times. But I think some of the most important times in me were learning from those bad times. And those guys never left my side. I can remember a couple instances in that my sophomore season and junior season where you're in a huddle, you're about to go out on a field, and you know you're not. You haven't been picking up very many yards. It's not looking too pretty. And you make eye contact with those guys in front of you, and they're right by your side. They're going to go out there and put their body on the line for you. And it's just a special feeling that unless you've commanded a huddle, you've been in a room with those guys, you've blood, sweat, and tears on a field, you don't really understand the kind of bond that a quarterback and his O linemen have. And it's something that I wouldn't change. I wouldn't change those bonds for the world.
There's something else that we want to say as we close this out, is that those folks sitting out here and those listening, not only do they appreciate the numbers and the success that you've brought to this program, they also appreciate the fact that as a wide-eyed freshman who was pushed into action really at a critical time during that season and with never blink came in, took over, and the way that you've conducted yourself on and off the field from that point forward, I think that's what they appreciate more than anything else. So on behalf of all of those folks, congratulations on what you've done to date. Thank you for being here tonight. Really, really proud of you. Appreciate your friendship, and I just wish you the very, very best in the bowl game.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. That's Drew Locke. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
As your dealer for life, Kia of Columbia knows the people we have around here make the difference. Your Kia's lifetime warranty gives you peace of mind no matter where you go. Your transmission and engine are covered 100%. The people taking care of your Kia are just as important. Nationally ranked and trained ASC certified technicians led by the one, the only, Sean Reno.
Hey, that's me.
I'm Ty Clark with Kia of Columbia. Service starts with the sale, but continues for a lifetime. Kia of Columbia, your dealer for life.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For every Tiger sack during the 2018 season, the Missouri Credit Union donates $7,500 to the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. One game still to play, still an opportunity for you to partner with the Food Bank as well. Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Coming up in our next segment, we'll close the program with Jake Bresky, Missouri's recruiting coordinator. But now we bring on the director of equipment operations. Now in year number two.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, two. Mike Kurowski is with us, and so it's always great to have Mike around. Really, really good guy, and has done a terrific job in a short amount of time. There's so many things that I want to get into with you, and you know, with the bowl game coming up. You know, you got to transfer a lot of equipment and things like that. We'll get into that. But the one thing that was noticeable for the fan base this year was the variety of different uniforms that the team sported each and every week. Take me through the collective thought process on how that comes together on an individual week.
Well, I guess it kind of started, that's kind of my niche a little bit, is something that I enjoy doing, kind of changing up each week. I'm not too much of a traditionalist, so luckily coming here, I had the opportunity to do something like that. So between myself, my assistant Eric Heidoff, and my other assistant Sheldon Giroux, the three of us kind of collaborate together and try to figure out something new to bring for recruit, what we can do to help Jake and his staff with recruiting and the coaches and everything else. So with the aspect of that, we had the three uniforms that we knew that we couldn't change, the black, the white, and the gold. But then we knew we could do a niche with what we could do on the helmet. So each week we kind of planned out, sat down, and tried to figure out what we could do and be a week ahead. So the first 2 weeks we tried to stay semi-traditional and everything, and then once we hit Purdue, then we kind of just blew it open and went from there.
Yeah, certainly did. And so it's literally just a matter of you guys taking the helmets and throwing on different logos, different decals, things like that, trying to see what looks right and what doesn't.
Yeah, we use the three mannequins we have in the equipment room as our dummies to throw on and see what looks good and what doesn't. We've had some combinations that even the three of us look and go, there's no way. The three of us will be fired before we even get on the field if we put this out there.
Okay, so I've got to ask you, because for the first time, I guess, ever, we saw a gold helmet this year. So how much of a stretch was that, and what did it take to bring that to fruition?
Well, I started working on that, I think, day two that I got here a year ago. I did something similar like that when I was at Louisville with the red chrome that they wore on Saturday night against Kentucky. And then the black one that they've worn this season also. So I wanted to try to do something similar here, and I knew that there was never a gold helmet here. So I figured that this would be my perfect opportunity to throw my niche into this. And basically that helmet is just a gold helmet. It's not decaled or anything. The tiger head is inlaid inside the helmet. We don't have to decal it, so it makes Eric's job a heck of a lot easier each week when we did wear it. But unfortunately, we're 0-2 in it, and I'm as superstitious as they come, so we weren't going to wear it again the rest of the season, even though we played the two toughest teams on the schedule in that. But I'm too superstitious, so that's why we kind of put it away for a year.
So in the bowl game, have you already come up with a concept or still waiting?
We do have a concept, but I kind of got to get it approved yet.
Sure.
So, but we do have a concept that I've got to run by and get coaches' approval and also through the admin.
Okay, so, and I asked you about this earlier before you had a chance to sit down. I said this to you. I could care less about color scheme. I care about outcome, that me personally. But the yellow or slash gold that we're currently wearing does not look like the traditional old gold that has been associated with Missouri for years. So how did we arrive at the yellow that we currently wear?
Well, I guess before, this was way before I got here, when they made the mark, when they moved from the Block M to the Oval Tiger, there was a gold change in there.
Color scheme in the gold. Okay.
They went from the old gold, which is the traditional old gold, to what is now that we're using, and it's called gold dart. They came up with that with Nike and everything else. Well, then the problem is, and I've gotten together with some of administration and the group that we got as our licensing people. We've kind of come together that when you look out on the field, there's this shade of gold, there's this yellow, there's this yellow. Well, the problem is when you don't order it in the ordering cycle from September to October, if you don't get your gold dart ordered then and you want another gold in the so-called off time, that it's not available. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that's available then is either yellow or old gold. Well, old gold we can't do. So then that's when everybody starts wearing yellow. Well, now we've kind of come together to try to figure out if Pittsburgh's gold will work, West Virginia's, Iowa's, something in there to where it's available year-round. And that's why we've kind of come with this gold kind of similar to kind of West Virginia's yellow, I guess to say. That's kind of what we're kind of leaning towards.
Okay, so let's talk about the bowl game, because you've got to not only transport a football team, which you're a part of that, but you have to make sure that all the equipment gets from point A to point B, and not only just uniforms and things like that, but now you're talking about possibly being there as long as, I think, the Citrus Bowl, I think it was a 10-day stay, perhaps. So everything has to be there. How do you get it all there? And I know you're going to tell me a truck, but just
two,
noticing, I mean, having the inventory in terms of what all you're going to need and things like that.
Well, and it doesn't just come to what with football, with my football guys, with the 120 or 116 guys that we have for football. It comes along with families, mm-hmm. kids, and so on and so forth. So, like, say, hopefully it's Nashville, and we're there over Christmas. We got Christmas trees we have to bring, because the kids can't be without Christmas trees. Santa's never going to come without a Christmas tree, so we've got Christmas trees. We've got presents. On top of that, you also have all of the bowl gifts that we haven't given out to the players yet that are still going to be given out to the families and everything else. So we have one truck designated just for football. So basically it has, on the front half of the truck, it has all the game day stuff. The back half has all the practice, so any sleds, if we have to have weight room equipment, we put it on there. And that's our regular semi that we usually travel with. And then I always bring what I call the hotel truck, which is another semi-trailer, full with luggage for all the families, players, all of their, all the bowl gifts, yeah, all of their Christmas trees or whatever else. So, like, if we go, say we go on the 31st to the Gator Bowl, you won't have the Christmas trees, but you'll still have little presents or this here and there. So,
okay, one final thought before we let you go. Game gets over, you're on the road. Truck has to get loaded again, got to get the trailer loaded. How long from the end of the game to the time that that tractor trailer pulls out of a visiting stadium?
Well, we always pride ourselves 45 minutes after the game, myself and my staff. My two assistants and my eight students do a phenomenal job. I can't take any credit for it because all I do is I get the coaches' stuff ready and I got to get on the plane to get back to do laundry. My 10 other guys work their tail off to get the locker room clean, just like when we went in. I know everybody saw the picture of Army, but that's a daily routine that all of us equipment managers do on the road, is we make sure that how we got it is how we leave it. And that's one thing I've always been pride myself on. But my 10 guys do a phenomenal job of getting the truck loaded, get on the road, and get back here in a timely manner.
Buddy, thanks for your time. Appreciate your work, and glad you could join us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mike Kurowski, Missouri's Director of Equipment Operations. When we return, we'll talk recruiting with Jake Bresky up next as Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's the end of the year, and that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a Ford during the holiday sales event. You'll get a great deal and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
Excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field, get 50% off your regular menu price order from PapaJohns.com with promo code Mizzou50. That's right. Spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code Mizzou50 at PapaJohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Xtreme. With Xtreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Xtreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-XTREME3.
Missouri's businesses need safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and their contractors are working together to build the infrastructure we need to safely get to work, run our businesses, and get our products to market. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri's economy. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and their contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
High five.
folks, this is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at your nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Tiger Talks presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Coming up next hour, we'll talk basketball with Konzo Martin, and also our players segment will feature Reed Nicko will be here. A partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIX, Missouri's Director of Recruiting Coordinator. I should say Recruiting Coordinator. Is Jake Bresky. I'm trying to make you a director. I mean, should I make you like...
I am the director.
So you're the director of recruiting.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I've got your title right finally. First of all, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about that whole subject that is recruiting, number one. First of all, everybody thinks about the head coach. They think about the assistant coaches and things like that. But there's many more people that are involved with that and that are a part of your organization. Tell us about that entity, the recruiting department itself.
Absolutely. There's 10 of us that work in, we call it the war room. You see it on the NFL draft, you see the war room. So there's 10 of us, two of the people in there are dedicated just to graphics. So they're in charge of social media, all the things that you see recruits tweet out or coaches tweet out or videos. Our Mizzou football social media does a great job, but then a lot of the stuff those guys do doesn't get seen because it's direct message to recruits. And then there's 8 of us who are constantly going through high school film, social media, academics, just finding out everything we can about a potential student athlete.
How much time will you spend looking at that social media footprint?
More than I would like to admit. It's probably 3 or 4 hours a day that we're sitting on Twitter.
How valuable has it become in terms of being able to have a hands-on knowledge of what type of kid you may or may not be getting?
Absolutely. Just with so many rules now, you only get a limited amount of scholarships that you can offer out each year, and you don't want to miss just because, you know, it can set you back. So just being sure on the type of kid they are, the type of kid you want in this program, type of kid you want in Columbia. So social media, we call their principals, we call their coaches, we talk to their parents, we call counselors, our coaches will talk to janitors when they're in the school, just to see what type of kid they are.
I think people know that there are recruiting services that are out there that provide, you know, updates on kids and obviously provide stars behind their names and things like that. But for the kid that maybe comes from that small town that nobody's heard of, how does a kid like that get noticed by the University of Missouri?
Huddle is a big thing. So every school in the nation pretty much has uploads their film to that, and that allows us to then access different things and able to, it's just constantly searching.
But I mean, sometimes you'll get word of mouth stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Coach will say, hey, you need to take a look at this kid.
Absolutely. Or people will message us because they go on the website, they'll fill a questionnaire out, and then it's our job to, you know, turn over every stone.
In terms of communication with the prospective student athlete, how much during the course of the season, during the course of the week, can coaches communicate with those individuals? And then how much material do you send those individuals during the course of the season?
So after September 1st of their junior year, coaches can have unlimited texting. Mm-hmm. And then once after September 1st of their senior year, coaches get one phone call a week that they can call the student athlete. Student athletes can call as much as they want to the coaches. And then now we're in a contact period where we have unlimited calling to senior prospects. But we kind of have a plan. So Sunday we'll send... you know, we'll give the coaches a stats on how that prospect did on Friday, just to see if they won or lost, if it's good job, you know, get them next time. And then we have a plan, whether it's a graphic, highlighting our stats, highlighting our wins, highlighting our coaches, and we try to get something out to them at least every day.
At least every day. That's a lot of pieces of mail throughout the course of the season. A lot of things that we want to cover. We need to take a break. We're going to come back more with Jake Bresky after this on Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Final segment of hour number one of Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. Next hour, Konzo Martin will be here. We'll talk Mizzou basketball. His team in action tomorrow night, 8 o'clock against Temple. By the way, in action again on Sunday afternoon at 2 against Central Florida. Jake Bresky, Missouri's Director of Recruiting Operations, is with us for this final segment of the show. So this is a big week with the regular season being complete now. Time before, you know, you find out where the bowl is coming up next Sunday. Guys are on the road. Talking about the assistant coaches. How many guys do you have on the road, and how many different locales are they going to hit this week?
So right this week we have all 11 coaches, our head coach and our 10 assistants. That's a rules mandated by the NCAA. So some of them took off last night. Some of them took off this morning. And they will be out until Thursday night. So they'll finish some in-home visits Thursday night and then get back here for official visit weekends, when we bring in, we're able to then pay for recruits to come to campus and show them Mizzou for a 48-hour period, and they got practice, and it's a very busy time for the coaches right now.
Yeah, the December signing period has really compressed the schedule quite a bit. So when you bring a young man in on a recruiting weekend, on an official recruiting weekend with his family, walk us through what's that like for that individual.
It's a lot of information thrown at them. So it's 48-hour window you get. We try to fly them in Friday evening, have a nice dinner, sit down with the coaches a little bit, just kind of really just get them here, hang out a little bit, get them out with their player hosts. And then Saturday is just a ton of information thrown at them. So we'll get up in the morning, have a really good breakfast. And on these official visits, I can't thank the restaurants in this town who provide the meals for us. They're just unbelievable, and you gain about 10 pounds every weekend. And so then we'll have great breakfast centered around academics, mm-hmm. centered around what they want to do for life after football. And then we'll be able to go watch them practice, hang out with the team a little bit, and then we'll show some campus. And then we had Mike Kurowski on earlier. He does a great job. And then we get them geared out just to see what they're going to look like in the black and gold. That way they can post on social media, let people know they're here. And, you know, more meeting time with the coaches and at night we'll have another nice dinner and get him out.
Okay, so we've got about 45 seconds left. I want you to touch on this in a short amount of time, because at the Broadway Hotel during the course of the season, I stay there. I see a couple of your guys there each and every Friday when you get people in town setting up their rooms before the recruits arrive. Talk us about those guys and what they're putting in there.
Just like to give them kind of a touch, put some different things in there from Columbia, and then we'll put some information in there, who their host is, what their itinerary is, give them a sweet little poster graphic that they're able to put together, and just kind of make them feel at home, have some handwritten notes in there, and just let them know how excited we are for them to be here.
Jake, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Jake Bresky, also to Mike Karoski, and to Tigers quarterback Drew Locke. Konzo Martin comes your way very shortly here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.